There's bad plaque, and there's good plaque. The bad kind is that substance that builds up on your teeth that you see in all the toothpaste commercials. They're going to have to get rid of that. Oh, and then there's good plaque. That's the kind we have hanging on walls all over our house. They're good plaques because they have different promises on them from God's Word. Right as you come in our house, there's been a plaque on the wall that says, "All your children will be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children." That's Isaiah 54:13. And most homes have God's promises on plaques on the wall, or churches do. But plaques like that are meant to do more than hang on walls. They're actually meant to float. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about when plaques turn to life preservers. Our word for today from the Word of God comes from Psalm 119. I'm going to read verse 50. David says, "My comfort in my suffering is this, your promise preserves my life." I love that. Your promise preserves my life. Not long ago, I was talking to some friends of ours who had lost a relative in a tragic auto accident. I said to them, "Was his grace enough?" You know, one of the great promises of God in 2 Corinthians 12:9 is, "His grace is sufficient. There will always be enough grace." And they said, "Oh yeah, it sure was." And then together we began to remember some of those promises that make good wall plaques, like, "Underneath are the everlasting arms." And then it dawned on me, those promises of God are nice words, but when a storm hits and you're sinking, like when a loved one dies, for example, the promise of God becomes a lot more than a plaque. It becomes your life preserver. Like someone drowning in the ocean, hanging on for dear life, and the promise is all you've got to hang on to. David said, "My comfort in suffering is this, your promise preserves my life, all you've got to hang on to." And the more you hold on to that promise, the more you live as if the promise is true, then the more you can handle. We've got to have those promises in our heart so we can rip them off the wall and hang on to them when that sudden storm hits. I talked not long ago to a burned-out Christian leader. He's hanging on to a promise from the 23rd Psalm. "He restores my soul." I talked to a family who was recently hit by 5 medical blows within as many weeks. They're hanging on to Deuteronomy 33:25. "Your strength will equal your days." When my wife got ill, was sick with hepatitis in bed for 9 months, I wondered, how in the world am I going to do it without my partner? I hung on to that verse. Every day I said, "Your strength will equal your days, Ron. Your strength will equal your days." It did. It got me through. So learn those promises. They're your source of strength. "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." It means you'll have everything you need. Maybe you need Philippians 4:19. "My God will supply all your need." Or maybe that plaque that becomes a life preserver is 1 Corinthians 10:13. "God is faithful. He will not allow you to be tempted more than you are able." Or are you hanging on to Philippians 4:13? "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." How many times have I hung on to Jeremiah 33:3? "Call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things you do not know." Learn those promises. Learn to lean on his promises. When your feelings are lying to you, when your world is upside down, grab a promise off the wall of your heart and rest all your weight on it. The promises of God are life preservers.
You've been listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. Would you like a tool this Easter to help you tell people about life's most important relationship? Ron Hutchcraft has a resource that can help. It's called 72 Hours That Rocked the World. This booklet clearly and concisely presents the gospel in non-religious language. It's perfect for helping point those without Christ to the life-changing meaning of Easter. Tell others about the gospel message by sharing this booklet filled with the hope story of Jesus Christ. Visit Hutchcraft.com/72hours to order this booklet. That's Hutchcraft.com/72hours. A Word With You is a presentation of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries.